Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Premier Thamintuli says Ithala Bank depositors will be able to access their funds before Christmas. He says agreements enabling repayments have now been finalized after months of negotiations with national government. Ithala depositors' accounts have been frozen since January after the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority took the institution to court for a precautionary liquidation application linked to its operation without a valid exemption to take deposits. Ntuli says support teams will be deployed to rural areas where most of the more than 200,000 depositors live.
We move decisively into operational phase. In the coming days, the provincial government, working together with Ithala, the national treasurer and the appointed payment administrator, will issue detailed instructions outlining when and where depositors may access their funds, which branches and service points will be activated, what documentation will be required for verification, support arrangements for vulnerable depositors.
Plessisla police are searching for two suspects who shot a security guard during a robbery at a Pietermaritzburg clinic. Two security guards were attacked at the Kaluza Health Facility in the early hours of yesterday. Police spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says one of the robbers pretended to be sick to gain access to the clinic.
And as soon as the security guard opened for him, the second suspect approached. The two robbed the security guard at gunpoint. The other security guard refused to hand over his belongings and was shot at. No arrests have been made as yet.
KZN Health says the security guard was shot multiple times and underwent emergency surgery. Health spokesperson Nati Olifant says an attack on health workers and security personnel is an attack on the entire health system and communities.
The MEC Nomakokos Melane condemns this act in the strongest possible terms and will do anything to ensure that those responsible and are held accountable and are held and are removed from our society.
The South African Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology has commended South Africa's success in preventing mother-to-child HIV transmission through quality antenatal care. Chairperson Professor Ishmael Borat says the Society remains committed to supporting women living with HIV. He's urged women to attend regular checkups and get tested, and more importantly, during pregnancy.
SASOC calls on all healthcare providers to create safe, stigma-free environments where women can access HIV testing, treatment, and reproductive health care without fear of discrimination or judgment.
The death toll in deadly flooding and landslides across parts of Asia has climbed past 1,000. The relentless rains across the region have left residents clinging to rooftops waiting to be rescued. Arriving in North Sumatra earlier today, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said he hoped the worst had passed. He has come under increasing pressure to declare a national emergency in response to flooding and landslides that have killed at least 502 people there, with more than 500 still missing. Indonesia and the other hardest hit island, Sri Lanka, have deployed the military to help survivors. The top story, Premier Thamintuli says Ithala Bank depositors will be able to access their funds before Christmas. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mphahlele.